This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. A massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake followed by a 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later struck country's Mandalay region on Friday, causing massive casualties and damage in multiple countries. Strong tremors were felt in Thailand, Vietnam, Laos and southwest China. Myanmar's military leadership today said over 2,056 people have lost their lives in the powerful earthquake so far, while more than 3,900 people have been injured, with 270 still missing. Meanwhile, country's State Administration Council's chairman, Senior General Min, has announced 7 days of national mourning. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast as part of the mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India, Russia, UAE, the United Nations and others have sent specialist search and rescue teams alongside humanitarian aid. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of ration, tents and medicines. The rescue teams from India are working to extend critical support in search for survivors and medical humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support. The Embassy of India at Yangon in Myanmar said more aid and support is on the way to Mandalay and Yangon. In neighboring Thailand, 19 people are reported to have died, while thousands have been evacuated from cracked buildings in Bangkok. Meanwhile, rescue efforts continue in Thai capital for 75 construction workers trapped under the rubble of a collapsed high-rise building in the capital. The city's deputy governor, however, said there has been no sign of life in the wreckage for hours. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah stated that the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus at Hisar in Haryana today.
मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में ढेर सारा काम नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने 64,000 करोड़ रुपया पब्लिक हेल्थ सेंटर और कम्युनिटी हेल्थ सेंटर इसके लिए खर्च कर एक बहुत बड़ा मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का बेसिक खाका बनाने का 730 इंटीग्रेटेड पब्लिक हेल्थ लैब बनाए गए 4382 ब्लॉक पब्लिक हेल्थ यूनिट्स बनाए गए और 602 क्रिटिकल केयर बॉक्स ये 10 साल के अंदर नए निर्मित किए गए.
On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the newly built ICU and laid the foundation stone for the postgraduate hostel. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has called upon the youth, especially from districts and rural areas, to come up with their startups and enterprises. Speaking after inaugurating the Viksit Bharat Entrepreneur Network office in Hyderabad today, the minister said the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is encouraging the youth to have their own enterprises and startups so that they provide more and more employment opportunities to make the country a developed one by the year 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a major narco network has been busted in Delhi NCR. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the Narcotics Control Bureau NCB and Delhi police grabbed the gang and recovered methamphetamine, MDMA and cocaine worth over 27 crore rupees. The team also arrested 5 people. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of a fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls, dressed in their best attire, offered Eid prayers in Eidgah and Grand Mosque. In the IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.